Yet was there one bright virgin continent remote that Roman name had never reached, nor ancient dreams in all their universe, as inaccessible in primal time to human eye and thought as Uranus far in his secret void. For round it rolled a troubled deep whose everlasting roar echoed in every zone, whose drear expanse spread dark and trackless as the midnight sky, and stories of vast whirlpools, stagnant seas, terrible monsters that with horror struck the mariner's soul. These held aloof far long the roving race of Europe from that land, the land of beauty and of many climes, the land of mighty cataracts, where now our own proud eagle flaps his chainless wing. Thus guarded through long centuries untouched by man, save him, our native child, whose foot disdained the bleak and sunbeat soil, who loved our shafted halls, the covert of the deer, we flourished, we rejoiced. From mountaintop to mountaintop we gazed, and over vales and glimmering plains we saw our banners green, wide waving, yet untorn. Gladly the spring on bloomy wing shed fragrance over us, and summer laughed beneath our verdant roof, and autumn sighed to leave our golden courts. And when the crimson leaves were strewn in showers upon the ample lap of Oregon, or the great Huron's lake of Lazuli, winter upraised his rude and stormy songs, and we in a wild chorus answered him. O peace primeval, wouldst thou had remained? What moved thee to unbar thine emerald gates, O mighty deep, when the destroyer came? Strayed then thy blasts upon Olympus' air, or were they lulled to breezes round the brow of rich Granada's crafty conqueror, when with strong wind wing they should have rushed upon our enemy and smitten him, as when the fleet of Xerxes on the Grecian coast was cast like foam and weed upon the rocks? But impotent the voice of our complaint. He came. Few were his numbers first, but soon the work of desolation was begun close by the heaving main. Then on the banks of rivers inland far our strength was shorn, and fire and steel performed their office well. No stay was there, no rest. The tiny cloud, oft seen in torrid climes, at first sends forth a faint light breeze, but gathering as it moves darkness and bulk, it spans the spacious sky with lurid palm and sweeps stupendous o'er the crashing world. And thus comes rushing on this human hurricane, boundless as swift. Our sanctuary, this secluded spot which the stern rocks have guarded until now, our enemy has marked. This gentle lake shall lose our presence in its limpid breast, and from the mountains we shall melt away like wreaths of mist upon the winds of heaven. Our doom is near. Behold, from east to west the skies are darkened by ascending smoke. Each hill and every valley is become an altar unto Mammon, and the gods of man's idolatry, the victims we. Missouri's floods are ruffled as by storm, and Hudson's rugged hills at midnight glow by light of man-projected meteors. We feed 10,000 fires. In one short day, the woodland growth of centuries is consumed. Our crackling limbs, the ponderous hammer rouse with fervent heat. Tormented by our flame, fierce vapors struggling hiss on every hand. On Erie's shores, by dusky Arkansas, our ranks are falling like the heavy grain in harvest time on Volga's distant banks. A few short years, these valleys greenly clad, these slumbering mountains resting in our arms, shall naked glare beneath the scorching sun, and all their wimpling rivulets be dry. No more the deer shall haunt these bosky glens, nor the pert squirrel chatter near his store. A few short years, our ancient race shall be, like Israel's, scattered among the tribes of men.